Back to the very bottom of Chaf Aleph on the base, we're discussing the Machlekes Chizki and Rebavo. Rebavo says wherever the Torah gives an Isser Achila, it's automatically assumed, the default position is to assume that it's an Isser Ana, unless the Torah specifies a Heter Ana. So, we said that Rebavo's Mekar, according to Remeir, is in the fact that the Torah has to specify a Heter Ana by Nevela. Why does the Torah have to specify a hetera not by nevela? Why would you think otherwise? Must be to tell us that dafka because the Torah specified a hetera not is a multiple not. Otherwise, you would say that it's asabana. However, we ask, that's only true according to a mayor who says by nevela everything is mutter at the end of the day. But according to Biuda, that the Torah had us mention by nevela that you could sell it to a guy or give it to a ger to tell us dvarim kichsavan. So it's not extra. It's there to tell us that you can only give it to a ger and not sell it to a ger. You can only sell it to a guy and not give it to a guy. So it's not extra to be medayik that otherwise it would have been also ba'ana. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rav Avohu's source? That's where we left off. So the Gemara says on the bottom line, nafkele milakelav tashlichu noisai. He learns it from the pasuk of lakelav tashlichu noisai. This is by a treifa. It says, "Basav v'sal treifa loisechelu." That you're not allowed to eat an animal that's a treifa. Rather, what should you do with it? Lakelat hashlichan loisei, throw it to the dogs. Now, when you're going to feed it to your dogs, that's ana. And the Torah says the words oisai, it is a meat, it not something else, which teaches us oisai ata mashlich lakelav. You could throw a treifa to a dog. However, it's master that other isurim, that even though they're only isur achila, nonetheless you're not allowed to throw it to a dog, meaning you're not allowed to have hana from it, unless the Torah specifies that it's mutter. So the Rishonim asks this kasha. Rashi says that had it not said oisai, you wouldn't be able to be medayik like we said by nevela, just from the fact that the Torah has to be matter hana. Because Chazal have a different drasha from Lakelav Tashlich Noisai, which is that we give schar to the Kelav, because in Mitzrayim it says, L'chol b'nei Yisrael v'yachetz Kelav l'shaynoi. So the Kelav gets schar for that we give him a treifa, and what's the schar? Right, a treifa is always better than a nevela. It was killed, it was the literal pashup shot of a treifas, it was ripped up, but who didn't any other one of the yuchas treifas that it had, but it was killed, it didn't die, so that meat is much better than nevela, something that just, an animal that just died. So we give the treifa to a dog and a nevela to a guy, like we said before, so that's the schar of a kelev for not barking in Mitzrayim. So from the pashup shot in pasuk, you don't see anything, but from the fact that the Torah wrote a meat, from there you could learn that iatamashlich kol isurim shebater. V'ra meir, according to a meir, who he will learn the source from the Veda. So why do you need the oisai? What does the oisai come to teach us? So we darsh an oisai atamashlich lekelev that only a treifa you could throw to a dog. The iatamashlich, however, you cannot throw the kelev to a dog. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. If you shechta an animal that's chulin, a non-carbon in the azara, it becomes aser bahana. Now over here, you can't learn it. Says Rashi from the regular rule of Rav Avohu that leisechal leisechlu means iser hana, because it never says anywhere in the Torah a lav of don't eat chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. It's only learned from drushes, and it never uses any of those expressions of leisaychal or leisaychlu or leyeichal. Therefore, had we not had a drusha, you would not know that it's also about na. Kamash malon that the oisai that it's also about na. The idach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who uses the Oisai to tell us that all Yisroel Shebetayra, all Yisroel Achila in the Torah are Aser Behana, so how does he know Chulun Shenishchatu Bazar, or why doesn't he need it for Chulun Shenishchatu Bazar? The Torah says, Chulun Shenishchatu Bazar, Lav Deraisihi. We are going to have this machlokes throughout the Sukkah various times, and it's a machlokes throughout Shas if this Isser of Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar is an Isser D'Araisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. So he'll hold that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Since it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, obviously the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is not coming for Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar. So it must be that it's coming for Kol Yisur and Shabbatayra. Now, it happens to be that in this machlokes of Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar, if it's D'Araisa or D'Rabbanan, there's a machlokes Rishayim, what's that referring to? Rashi in our sugya seems to say that it's referring to the Isra Hana of Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar, but that would imply that the Isra Achila of you're not allowed to eat Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar, that would taka yes be D'Araisa. However, many other Rishayim, including Tosfos over here, say that that's not the case. That when we say Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar is lav D'Araisa, not only is the Isra Hana not D'Araisa, but even the Isra Achila is not D'Araisa. Vada you're not allowed to shecht it that in the Azara, but if you did, it not only is it not also about no, but it would not even be also about achila.
Referring to that Gemara, as long as it's referring to Israel, it doesn't matter. You don't need that statement to refer to achila.
Right, and the Hanami, yeah, it just happens to be. Yeah. Okay, so now that we have the source of a Bavo, so now the Gemara is just basically going to take a trip throughout all the Yisuri achila in the Torah. And reconcile how it works with Chizkiyah and how it works with Rav Avohu. So Mosiv Rabbi Yitzchok Nafla, Varei Gida Nosha, the Isser of Gida Nosha, the Rachmana Omer that it says in the Torah, Al Kema Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Gida Nosha, the Es Gida Nosha, the Klai Yisrael cannot eat the Gida Nosha. Vitnan, and we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Shaleach Adam Yerech Lenachri, if a person wants to send as a gift the thigh of a behemoth to a guy, he may. And the chiddush, the gid anasha b'shlechi, even though the gid anasha is in there, mibnei shemukayim nikar, and we don't have to be afraid that if Shimon sees Reuven give this thigh to a guy, he'll know it came from a yid, so maybe he'll afterwards assume it to be kosher, and he'll assume that everything was taken care of, so he'll take it from the guy, because he knows that it came from a yid, and he'll end up being nishal in gid anasha. Teretz, we're not afraid for that, because you could tell that the Gidanosh is there. It's not something that's undetectable, and therefore there's no such shash. But bottom line is, if you're sending the Yerach with the Gidanosh in it to as a present to the guy, you're having enough from the Gidanosh. It's part of the present. So we see that Gidanosh is mutter ba'ana. But doesn't the terrorist, according to Rebbe Vo, doesn't the terrorist say an Isra Achila? And an Isra Achila automatically means an Isra Ana. After the Gemara, Kasavar Rebbe Avo, Kishahutru Nevela, he vechelba vegida hutra. When the terrorist said before, like Yerashar Bisharakat Nanavachal, that gives you an Isra, a Heter Ana, on Nevela, it meant any part of the Nevela is Mutabana. Now part of the of the nevela is the chelav of the nevela. Part of the nevela is the gid of the nevela. So, if the Torah says the entire nevela is mutter to give to a guy, so that means not only was the Torah mater ba'anah the iser nevela, but it was also mater the iser chelav and the iser gid. So from there we see that the gid is mutter ba'anah. Says the Gemara, honi chalamanda amar yesh begidim b'naisin tam. That only works according to the opinion that holds yesh begidim b'naisin tam. But since gidim have give off tam, so they're edible, so therefore you can they're part of the nevela. And when the Torah is matan nevela, was matan the entire package, including the gid of the nevela. Ela ma damar ein begidim benezim tam. But if you hold that gidim don't really have tam and they're really not edible, and that which the Torah asked gid on us is exeris akasef, it's because it's not food in the first place. But so that's only mitzad halach of gid shabai. But mitzad halach of nevela shabai, it's not a nevela. It's a piece of wood. It came from the animal. But just like the skin of the animal is not also mishum nevela or the bones of the animal. So the gid is not also. So therefore, when the Torah was matan nevela, this was never nichlal in the heter. So now we're back to the kasha ma'ikal meimar. So how do you know that it's muter ba'ana? Since it's not nichlal in the heter of nevela. So amfet the Gemara, man shamalei damre ein begidim b'neisen tam. Who's the shita who holds ein begidim b'neisen tam? Reb Shimon. That's the shita of Reb Shimon. Titania. Like we learned in a brisa, ha'eicha megid anasha shal behemah tameya. if someone eats from the gid anasha of a behemoth tmeya, of a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shayim, Rabbi Yehuda says he's now chayev two sets of malchus. He was over two lavin. One, the lav of gid, and number two, it's meat of a behemoth tmeya, of a non-kosher animal. So he's going to get two sets of malchus, one for behemoth tmeya and one for gid anasha. Rabbi Shimon says he's potter from both. First of all, he's potter from gid anasha because Rabbi Shimon's shita is that that which the Torah asks of gid anasha is only from a kosher animal, not from a non-kosher animal. And he's not even going to be over the iser of behemoth tmeya because he holds ein begidim minos and dam, and therefore he didn't eat a part of the behemoth tmeya. So Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds ein begidim minos and dam, and Rabbi Shimon achinami da also ba'ana. And Rabbi Shimon taka holds that a gid anasha is also ba'ana. So you're right. The question was, according to the Mandam Ra'im beginning Mason Tam, where do we see a heterano? The answer is Anachanami. There is no heterano. It's Taka Asabana. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Gid Anasha Motor Bahana, the Rebu. The Rebu says that a Gid Anasha is Motor Bahana, because he holds the Yesh Begid the Midnight and Tam, and therefore it's Nichlal and the heter of Nevela. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're now out of Havana from a Gid Anasha.
How do you learn a Shkuta Deim, a Shkuta by a Gid Anasha?
Because once the Torah was matered in Nevela, that means that lav obviously doesn't mean Isra Ana. It's not a specific heter here. That's a raya that lav doesn't mean Isra Ana. And we're gonna have the same concept a few times. We're gonna prove in one place dam is mutter that shows that all dam is mutter and so on.
Okay, but with competing drushes, meaning
it's not competing drushes because the other one's a default position.
Nevela
teaches us, because the Torah wrote an extra law to tell us that it's also until we specify Heter. Over there, we specified Heter. That is the drasha by Nevela. That all Isur Achila mean Isur Ana unless we specify Heter. By Nevela itself, it's specified Heter.
Right, but that's kind of cheating. Because you're using Nevela
to teach it. To teach
it. There's nothing about an animal that's not covered by Nevela. Every component of the animal is covered by the...
No, not every animal, because not every Isser is an Isser that's Nichlal and Vela. Only Chelev and Gid.
Why is every part of the animal by Nevela not
Mutter? Because let's say there's a different Isser. Let's say there's an Isser of Behemoth Tmeya. It doesn't say in Behemoth Tmeya. The Nevela doesn't mean in Behemoth Tmeya. Right. Okay. Every Nevela, by definition, has Gid. So Dam will get to, but... But every Nevela by definition has Chelev and has Gid, right? Dam we'll get to soon. We'll talk about it in a moment. Yeah. What about Dam? The Rachmana Amar Kol Nevesh Mikem Loisaycho Dam. So the Torah says you're not allowed to eat Dam. So that, according to Rav Avo, again, that should mean that Dam is Aser even Bahana. Now, why don't we say that Dam is Nichal on Nevela? So the Rishonim asked this question. The Rishonim answered because we see from here, Vayis Tois, that the blood of an animal is not called part of the animal. It's not called part of the nevela. Meaning, even though the chel of an animal is called the part of the animal, and the gid of an animal, if you hold the yesh begid in the minhag time, is part of the animal, the blood of an animal is not part of the animal. And we see this concept many times. Let's say the blood of a sheretz it doesn't have the halacha of like a sheretz without a drasha. When the Torah asks an animal, it means the meat of the animal. So the chalev is part of the meat of the animal. The gid, if it's edible, is part of the meat of the animal. The dam is not part of that. So therefore, it would not be nichlal in the heter of nevela. So how do you know that it's mutter ba'ana? So va'rei dam derachmona amar kol nevesh mekem lo yisoichol dam. With nan, and nonetheless, it says a Mishnah in the Mishnah started discussing that there was two parts of the Yisoy where they poured the blood. Some bloods were poured on the western part of the Yisoy, and some blood was poured on the southern part of the Yisoy. On that, the Mishnah says that both bloods misarvin ba'amo, they would mix together, they would both drain into the same pipe, into the same channel. The Yotzin on Nachal Kidron and go out to Nachal Kidron, which is a certain valley that was near Yerushalayim. V'nim Karim the Ganon Lezevon, then the Beis Hamikdash would sell off that blood to gardeners as fertilizer. Blood is a good fertilizer, so they would sell it to the gardeners to use it as fertilizer. U'mayalim bayit, but if someone were to have enough from it before he pays for it, so then it's like other kachim that a person has enough from before they pay for it, before without paying for it, which they would violate the lava me'ilah. But bottom line, if we sell the blood for fertilizer, it must be blood is mutar bana. So how do we know that blood is mutar bana according to Bavo? Says the Gemara, Shaini dam to iskish the mayim. Dam is different because the Torah is makish dam to mayim. Dichsiv, like it says in the pasuk, loisaych lenu, you may not eat dam. Rather, ala arz tishpechenu, you should pour it on the ground, kamayim, like water. So why is the Torah being makish dam to mayim? To teach us ma mayim mutarim, just like water is mutar bana, av dam mutar. So to water, so to the blood is mutar bana.
This was sold for the
Beis HaMikdash,
for Bet HaGabayis, right?
Were you asking that it's sold for Bet HaGabayis? Yeah, over the sale itself, Bet HaGabayis is being Nehenna from it.
Right.
But now that the gardener buys it, he's also being Nehenna from it because he's using it as fertilizer.
Yeah, but now it's cooler. Now it's not...
But it's still Dam. Forget Hektish. It's Dam.
So it was a Jewish farmer we're talking about?
Yeah, you sold it to a Jewish farmer.
I mean, who says?
Well, how do we know we're selling it to Jewish farmer? Because, I mean, first of all,
Pashup Shah. We normally talk about it, not the person selling it. This whole thing we're talking about selling it to a guy.
Well, Hana doesn't have to be selling it. It could be, that's only one of the types of Hana. Usage is also Hana.
Okay, but now you have to assume that the guy who bought it.
Right, right, but so. But why shouldn't we assume that the gardener is. The end of the mission is assuming that the gardener is a Jew because it says a mile in by him. Tosis learns that what?
That Mila is the Rabbanan.
Yes, I know, but if the Mila, it still means that we're talking about a Jew.
It doesn't have to be the gardener. That could be the guy who takes it in the Bishamikdash and sells it to a guy.
Yeah,
that's my.
We're assuming that you're selling it to a Jewish gardener. That's what we're assuming.
So that's where that Israel is. It's on the gardener.
On the gardener, because he's using the dam, right? Yeah. So again, the kasha is how could the person use the dam? It's also bano. So the answer is because the term is makash to mine. Just like mine is mutar bano, so too dam is mutar bano. Fact, the Gemara. How do you know? The Torah is makashit to mayim, but how do you know which mayim the Torah was makashit to? Maybe the Torah was makashit to the mayim that you use for nisach hamayim, which is also bano because it's kachim. Amar Rabbavo, kimayim roiv mayim. When it says that it's hukash to mayim, it's hukash to the regular to roiv water in the world. Roiv water in the world is mutar bano. It's not mayim amisnaskim agavim mizbeach. Said the Gemara, what do you mean? Midi roiv mayim ksiv. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah roiv mayim. It just says like water. It doesn't specify which water. So how do you know which water we're talking about? Elam Rabashi kemayim anishpachim v'loy kemayim hanisachim. The Torah says ala ares tishpechenu kamayim. You spill this like you spill water. So we're talking about water that may be spilled. Mayim hamisnaskim agav mizbeach is not spilled. It's poured. It's you're menasachit. So obviously we're not being makashit to that water. We're being makashit to regular mundane water that you could freely pour. You could freely spill. V'eim affecting gemara kimayim anishpachim lefnei avod zarah. Okay, fine. Maybe the Torah wasn't makashit to the water of yain of nisach hamayim, but maybe the Torah was makashit vayter to water that's also bana, because maybe the water that we're talking about over here is water that was poured in front of Avodah Zarah, so it's Takruvas Avodah Zarah, which is also Bana. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Nami Nisuch Ikri. Because water that's poured out in front of Avodah Zarah is also considered Nisuch, meaning even though it's a Nisuch, that's not supposed to be done, but it's not that the water was spilled, the water was poured. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yishtu Yei Nisicham. They'll drink the wine that they pour to their Avodah Zarah. So we see that Nisuch to Avodah Zarah is called Nisuch. So again, if the Pasuk says Nishbach kamayim, it's poured like water. Obviously, we're not referring to the water that's poured to Avodah Zarah. We're referring to regular water that's spilled out. And therefore, obviously, we're talking about water that's moter bana. And by, if that's the case, then huadin the dam that that's hukash to this water is also moter bana. Says the Gemara, that's all good according to Rav Avol. According to Chizkiya, why did the Torah have to compare blood to water? Meaning, according to Rav Avol, we compare blood to water to tell us that it's moter bana. But according to Chizkiya, that the default position is all dam is moter bana. All these surachid are moter bana. So then you don't have to tell me dam is like maim. So why is the Torah makash it to maim? So the Gemara only asked this kasha over here. The Gemara didn't ask this kasha previously by Nevela or by Chulin Shenishchat or Ba'azara. So on that, the Rishonim speak out. By Nevela, it's not a problem because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah needs to write Nevela to tell us the Varam Kechsavam. According to Meir, Rashi says that you needed to tell us that other drasha that we had of Lahakdim. That you need to, if you have a choice, to either give it to a Ger Taishav or to give it to a guy. So the giving it to the Ger Taishav takes precedence. And the Oysai, then it says by Treifa, that also is not Shver, because he needs that, like we said, according to the other Shita, to be Matakul and Shanishka to Bazar. So, but this one, why does the Torah have to tell us this one? So, and for the Gemara, look, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Dom Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yechanan, like Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Minayin Adam Kachim Shena Makshar, how do you know that the blood of a carbon is not Makshar anything the Kabbal Tumah? Shenemar, Lo Yisech Lenu, Ala Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim. You're not allowed to eat the dam, rather you pour it on the floor like, you spill it on the floor like water. So we darsh in Dam Shenishpach Kamayim Kamashar, dam that could be poured, spilled freely on the floor, that's machsher, just like water is machsher. She'ein nishpach ha'mayim, but blood that's not nishpach ha'mayim, which is the blood of kachim, that you can't just let it pour on the floor, you have to catch it to be zerik on the mizbeach. So then, ein machsher, it's not machsher lekabel tuma. Frank the Gemara of Ar-Eiv Menachai. Dichsiv lo yisoichal ha'nefesh im ha'basar. Ar-Eiv Menachai, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat it. V'tanya, and nonetheless, we have a braisa, Rav Nasa Neimer, how do you know that a person is not allowed to hand over a cup full of wine to a nazir who's asked to eat, to drink the wine? The Abram and Achai or hand over a piece of Abram and Achai to Ben Noach, to a goy, because even a goy is mitzvah not to eat Abram and Achai, that's one of the seven mitzvahs Ben Noach. You're not allowed to do it because of Lifnei. So the Gemara is medayik. So the only reason that you're not allowed to give the Eivor Menachai to a guy is because of Lifnei Eivor. It's mashma halaklav. If you're not giving it to a guy, but rather you're giving it to a dog who doesn't have the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, so there would be no problem of giving it Eivor Menachai. So you're having enough from the Eivor Menachai by feeding it to the dog. Teretz is. Shani Eivor Menachai, the Iskish Ladam. The reason why Eivor Menachai is Mutar Bana is because the Torah compared it to Dam. And just like Dam, we just got finished saying a moment ago, is Mutar Bana. So who Adin Eivor Menachai would be Mutar Bana. They see, because it says in the Pasuk, Rachazak, Levilti Yachod Adam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. It says, Rachazak, Levilti, a person should strengthen himself, make sure not to eat blood. Ki adam wa nefesh, and the end of the pasuk is lo yisaych al nefesh im habasar, which teaches us the lav of Eivor Menachai. You shouldn't eat the basar while the nefesh is still inside it, which is Eivor Menachai. So just like dam is mutar bana, so too Eivor Menachai is mutar bana. Frayti gemar lechizkiya, according to Chizkiya, who holds that the default position minastam, all isuri achila are not al sirbana, unless the Torah specifies in isurana. So by Eivor Menachai, where the Torah didn't specify in isurana, minastam, we would already assume that it's moter bana. If that's the case, l'may hilchus ha'iskish eivor menachai l'dam. So why did the Torah have to compare eivor menachai to dam? Amalach. So he'll tell you, damu de iskish eivor menachai. We're not coming to to compare Eber Menachai to Dam, to learn Eber Menachai out of Dam, Adarabu. We're coming to learn Dam out of Eber Menachai. And to tell us, Ma Eber Menachai Oser, Af Dam Menachai Oser. To teach us that not only is Eber Menachai Oser, who Adin Dam Menachai is Oser. Because in the Sukkot of Dam, in Misachas Krisus, we need separate drushes for various types of Dam. And the Gemara comes out of the Maskana. There's five different lavim for dam, because each one needs a Torah to specify. You can't learn one from the other. So just because the Torah says dam is aser, you would think that that's dam dafka dam shchuta. Once you kill the animal, then it's dam is aser. But if dam and achai, you would think maybe is mutter. So you need this hekesh to teach us that no, not only is Eber Menachai also Dam Menachai is also Osir, so the Dam coming out of a living animal is also Osir.
Doesn't need a drasha for Dam Menachai?
Reb Avo does not need.
Heals Dam Menachai's mother?
No, so the Chayy, he does need a drasha, but a Hekesh could teach us more than one thing. The cloud look any Hekesh Lemetzah, so he would be able to learn both from the Hekesh. The Azet. Which dam are we referring to when we say that dam menachai is aser, and has the chiyuv kara? Is that dam akaza shanevish yoytze boy? So this is the dam that comes out b'shas takaza when your mak is dam to the behema, when you let out the blood of the behema, when it's the dam shanevish yoytze boy. The Gemara in Krisus explains that there's different stages when you do akaza of when the dam comes out. There's four different stages. The Gemara explains over there. So when it's the stage that it's dam hanefesh yitzibay, that it's dam hanefesh, so even though it's coming out of a live animal and you're not killing the animal with that dam, but that dam would have the same chiyuv karas as dam hanefesh that came out of an animal that actually got killed. Okay, next one. Vareisha aniskal. A shara aniskal, right, an animal didn't have that it's chuyuv to get skila, let's say it killed, or it was a revei or a nirba, and now you have to take it to get skila. Rachmana Omar lo yeyochal is besaray, that its meat may not be eaten. V'tanya, and we learned in a brayso mimashma shenemar sakol yisaka ashar, from the fact that the Torah told us that this shar is going to get skila and it's not getting shchita, any idea she nevela, so don't I automatically know that it becomes an nevela? Meaning, if you stoned it and it died from stoning, then obviously it didn't die from shchita.
Sorry.
So why does the Torah have to tell me that its blood, that its meat may not be eaten? Obviously, you can't eat the meat. It never had shechita. It's a regular nevela. So matam alem leyachol magid lecha hakasa. The Torah is telling us shim shachle laachar shenigmar dinai. If after the gemar din, after the Sanhedrin paskind that it's chayv skila, if the Bailim quickly went to Chaparayan and shechted it before they had a chance to give it skila, so it's taka not a nevela, got shechita. Nonetheless, usher, it's going to be usher to eat, because once it becomes a shar niskal, it became usher to eat. Ein li ala bechila. I only know that it's usher to be eaten. But anah minayin, how do you know that it's usher in any type of anah? Tamalayim bala shar noki. The pasuk says further over there, bala shar noki. My Masha, what do we see from Bala Sharnaki that it means that it's also about Nam? Pasha Pshat, Bala Sharnaki means that the shark gets punished, but the owner is innocent, meaning when the shark kills, so even though he didn't watch a shark and the shark killed, nonetheless, the shark gets skila, and the Bala Shar is Naki, he's not going to be punished. So where do you see in Bala Sharnaki anything to do with that it's also about Nam? So says the Gemara, Shimon ben Zaymaimer, Ka'adam Ma'imer, Sha'im al-Khaver, Yatzaplani Naki Minachasav. Like people say, when a person gets loses his fortune, we say, Yatzaplani Naki Minachasav. He was cleaned out. We still say that, Arayem Azeh. He was wiped out. He's cleaned out from all his possessions. Ve'in le'bahayim ha'nal shoklum, and he has no hanah from them. So that's what it means over here, Bala Sharnaki, that not only may the shor not be eaten, but he's totally cleaned out from the shor, that he has no hanah from the shor as well. So the Gemara is medayik. Taima, the only reason why you know that it's aser b'hanah is because we have this extra drasha of a bala shor naki. It's mashma, di'imi lo yachol, had we only had lo yachol and it didn't say bala shor naki, isra achila mashma, isra anale mashma, then we would only assume that it means an isra achila and not an isra anah. Now this is a kasha on both. According to Rebbe Avoh, it's for sure shver, because every Yisra Achila automatically means an Yisra Anah. But even according to Chizki, it's shver, because Chizki has said, by Chometz, how do you know the Chometz is also by Anah, right in the beginning of the Sugya? Because it says, lo yeachel. So in the fact that it deviated, and it says yeachel instead of yeachel, so even Chizki agrees that yeachel means an Yisra Anah. So over here, that it says, lo yeachel is bizarre, right? So even Chizki should agree that it's also by Anah and Kolshken, according to Rebbe Avoh. Really, I can tell you that lo yeachel means both an Yisra Achila and an Yisra Anah. Ubal Asher Naki la'anos arehu da'asa. So why do you need Ubal Asher Naki? Teretz is, you're right, for the meat of the animal, it's nichlal and lo yeachel's basari, so that's automatically also about not even without Ubal Asher Naki. But the skin of the animal, you would think you're able to have enough from it, and that's why you need lo yeachel's basari. Ubal Asher Naki to teach us that he's Naki totally, even the skin he cannot have enough from. The Yitzrich, and that is necessary, since the Torah says as Bisarai when it says Lo Yeachel, so I would think the Lo Yeachel is only going on the flesh of the animal, Bisarai in Ayrelai. So it's not included in the Lo Yeachel, so you can't see an Yisra Anah on the hide, on the skin. Kamashalom, that's why it has to say Barashanaki to teach us that even that is also Bano.
In all the other cases, the assumption would have been the high is not included in the Tarnah.
Right.
Before the Drashah.
Like, yeah, that's the Nevela, right?
Not the Drashah, I would say the high is Mutter.
Because it's not part of the Nevela. Right. Just like we said before, the Dam needs a special. Right.
Right.
Right. It never came up. Right, yeah. But right, it never came up before, but that's, we would assume that the skin is not part of it. And over here it's even worse, because some Rishonim speak this out, that it says es besarei, the Torah is bedafka limiting it to the basar. Frank the Gemara, ulahanach tanoi, according to the other tanoim in Meseches Bava Kama, the Malkile the high crowd, the Drosh Achrina, they darshan from Bala Sharnaki, not like the aforementioned Drosha that is coming to tell us in Isra Anah, but rather they learn other halachis from Bala Sharnaki to tell us Lachatzi Kaifer Ula Dmei Velodois, meaning we know that a shavuot, when it kills, the Bailam pay Kaifer. So a Shartam, the first three times that it gored, it's not yet a Mu'ud, if it would kill then, so just like when it's Mazik, it pays Chatzi Nezik, so you might think that when it kills, it should pay at least 50% of Kaifer. So on that, the Torah says, no, Baal HaShor Naki, that the owner of the Shor is totally Naki, he's totally innocent, that he doesn't have to pay even Chatzi Kaifer. That's one Drasha. And there's another Manda Amro who says over there that it's coming for Demei Velodois. That we know if a person, Rachman Tzlan, hits a pregnant lady and causes her to miscarry her Vlad, then the mazik has to pay the father of the baby Dmei Velodis. So the Torah says, when it comes to a shar, if a shar gores a woman and causes her to be mapil, then there is no Dmei Velodis. And that's what we learn from a Bala Sharnaki. So according to either of these two Tanayim that learned a different drasha from Bala Sharnaki, so Anos Ayim Min Alehu, how does he know that the Ar is also Bana? You can't learn it from Ubal HaShor Naki, and you can't learn it from Lo Yeachel Es Basari, which is only referring to the Basar. So the Gemara says, Nafka Lehu, those two Tanayim will darshan it from Es Basari. Es is an extra word to be Marbe, Es HaTavol Basari, the thing that's Tafel to the Basar. What's Tafel to the Basar? The R. So from here we'll see that the R is Nichla in the Lav of Lo Yeachel. And since Lo Yeachel, according to everybody, means the Yisra Anah, so the R is also included in that Yisra Anah. The Idach, so the Manda Amar who darshans from Bala Sharnaki to include the R, why doesn't he learn it from S? Teretz is S Lo Darsh, he doesn't darshan any time where it says S in the Torah to Yimarbe. Because the Tanya, like we learned in Abraisa, or Shimon HaMsuni, or others say that it was Nechemiah Amsuni, Hayadarish called Essen Shabbatarah, used to dash in all the Essen, every time it says the word Essen in the Torah, that it comes to be marba something. Kivon Shigiel Es Hashem Lekechotira, when he got to the Pasuk of Es Hashem Lekechotira, and he saw that there's nothing that you could be marba to Yerushim, that you should have Yira there that should be comparable to Yerushimayim, doesn't make sense to include anything from that S.
And if this S doesn't come to be marba anything, so it must be that my whole mahalach is wrong, and no S comes to be marba something, because they have to be consistent. Either S is a ribui or it's not a ribui. So pirush, therefore he was chayzer, he separated, and he was chayzer from all his drushes of S that he made throughout the whole Torah. On the Talmidim, and that is Talmidim said back to him, Rebbe, kol esen shederash d'matehelein, all these S's that you darshened until now, what's going to be with them? So Amalehem, so he said to them, Keshem Shekibalti Schar ala Drisha, the same way that I was Makabu Schar originally for dashing the Essen, Kachani Makabu Schar Aprisha, now that I see that Aliba the Emes, the Drush is incorrect, so now I'm going to get Schar for being Chayzer from all those Drushes. Achebo Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came, and Rabbi Kiva said no. Vidarash Hashem Lekachatira, the Rabbis Tamil Chachamim. Then no, there is something that you can be Marbe in. From Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, that should be Daimut to Meir Shemaim, which is the year of Talmid Chachamim. Rashi quotes the Mishnah Meir Rabba Ke Meir Shemaim. So there is something that you could learn from this S, and since there is something that you can learn from this S, then you could stay with that Mahalak that all Esin come to be Marbe. So bottom line, we have a Machlekes. Mm-hmm. According to Shimon Amsuni or Nechem Amsuni, we were Chayzer from all the drushes. It seems the Gemara names on that. Here and in many places that they never accepted Rabbi Akiva's drasha, and therefore they hold the Aliba the Emes that you don't darshan es. But Rabbi Akiva himself, or anybody who held like Rabbi Akiva, did darshan es, and therefore, so coming back to us, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that you darshan es, you could darshan es at Tavol HaBasarai. Otherwise, if you can't darshan es at Tavol HaBasarai, and then you would have to learn the Isra of Hanas Oirai from Parashar Naki. Varei Arla. What about the Isra of Arla, eating from a tree from in the first 3 years of when the tree was planted? The Rachmana Omar Arelim Lo Yeyachel. The Torah says that in the first 3 years the fruit should be Arla, Lo Yeyachel, they may not be eaten. Vitanya, we learned in a Braisa, Arelim Lo Yeyachel. Had the Torah only said Arelim Lo Yeyachel, Ein Yehle Isra Achila, I would only think that it's also to be eaten. How do you know that not only is it also to be eaten, but you cannot have enough from it? And you can't use it to dye your clothing with it. And you can't use it as fuel to light a fire, to light a candle with it. Because the Torah says in those psukim over there, three expressions of Arla. It says Varaltem, then it says Arlosoi, and then it says Arelim, Layocho. So the Rabbis is cool, and from the fact that the Torah writes multiple Lashonis of Arlo, so that teaches us that all these things are also. It's also about Noah, it's even also about Tzviyo to use as a dye, and it's also about Loka, it's also to use as fuel. Now the Rishonim point out over here, why once you say it's also about Noah, why do you have to say that it's also to use as a dye, and why do you have to say that it's also for fuel? So to say that it's also as a dye, because you might think that chazus alav milsehi over there, it's not the physical; it's just a color, and there's no mamashas to it. There's no substance to it. So you might say that that's not called regular hana, and maybe it wouldn't be also hana. Therefore, you need an extra drasha for that. And adlaka as well. You might think that since it's derech biurei, since it's as you're destroying it, therefore similar to what we had in the beginning of the parak, you might have thought that that's mutavano. So that's why we have to specify that as well, that that's asubano. But bottom line, coming back to our sugya, the only reason why we know that there's an isra no, there's an isra of tzia, and there's an isra of adlaka is all because the Torah said multiple expressions varaltem or losse arelim. Otherwise, that it's only mashma aredim lo yeochel, is only mashma in isra achila, not in isra no. Now, like Chizkiyah, for sure it's fair. Like a revo, for sure it's fair. And even like Chizkiyah, it's fair, because again, over here it says aredim lo yeochel. Yeochel, even Chizkiyah is moida, that it's an isra hana. So it says the Gemara, la'ilam lo yeochel mashma bein isra achila bein isra no. Really, I'll tell you that when it says Yeyachal, normally, according to everybody, even according to Chizkiyah, and for sure according to Rabbi Avohu, the implication is that it's also Bachila and it's also Bana. So why does the Torah have to say over here other drushas to teach us the Isra Anah? Shiny Hasam, the parasha of Arla is different. Tiksiv Lachem. Since it says Lachem in the parasha of Arla, so therefore it's strict. Therefore the Torah has to write Beferish Adrasha to tell us that it's Hasam Ana, because otherwise, Sakadai Dechamina, I would have thought to say, Hail Tiksiv Lachem, the Lachem is coming to say Shalachem Yehei. It's coming to say a heterana, because Lachem means it's yours to do whatever you want with it. We dashin Lachem, we'll see later on in the sugya like that, we dashin Lachem sometimes to mean that it's Lachem, it means it's yours to have anah from it. So you might think by Arla as well, yes it says Layachel, but the Torah said Lachem, so maybe the Lachem is telling us that you are mutter to have anah. So in order to counter that Lachem, in order that you shouldn't make a mistake and think that it's mutter banah, Kamashalom, that's why the Torah has to write all these drushes of Araltim or Losay Aredim to teach us, don't darshan Lachem, rather it's Aser banah. So now the obvious kasha is, so now that at the end of the day it says all these psukim to say that it's Aser banah, Lachem lamali, so what are you going to do with the Lachem? So the Gemara says, Lachid Tanya, Lachem, the rabbis had the two of the rabbim. Lachem is a lashon rabbim to teach us that not only is a tree that's a private tree aser be'arla, but even a tree that's planted for a rabbim, that's planted for the public use, that one also has an iser arla, and that's why it says lachem lashon rabbim, to teach us that even a tree that's planted for a rabbim is aser.
Rebuke.
What do you mean?
Only
that's only afterwards. Had we not had those three, you would have thought the Lachem is coming to say Lachem Liyah.
The Lachem is already cancelled by those
three. Right. So then why did it write Hagufu? That's why. So why did it write Lachem? The Torah didn't write it for nothing. Right? So it must be that it wrote it to teach it this drasha.
You have that. If you can use Lachem for a different drasha,
you're right. Once it's used for a different drasha, you wouldn't have to cancel. Teretz is minasvar. We find this sometimes as minasvar. The most logical drasha that you would learn from Lachem is Lachem Yehi Lahana. So you need that drasha to cancel Lachem. Now that Lachem is canceled, so why did the Teretz write Lachem? It must be it's for this drasha. Right. Now you could ask a different question: is why do you need three times Arela to cancel Lachem? Why isn't one sufficient? So that the Rishayim discuss. You might think to make a balance in between, that maybe Lachem is telling us a heter of Tzvi or Hadlaka, but other Hanois would be also based on the source that we said before, why Tzvi and Hadlaka is more lenient. But the Pashim Shad, had it said Lachem, you would think it's coming for a heter Hana. Only once it can be coming for a heter Hana, we have to learn a different drush. We would learn a different drush from it. Rebuda says the opposite, that Lachem is Lahoitzi Asanatua Rabim. He's coming to say that a tree that's planted for the public is mutter, doesn't have an Isser Arla. So the Gemara just explains this Machlaikis, my town in the Tanakama. What's Pshat in the Tanakama? The Sibu Netatem Yachid Mashma, Netatem, when it says you will plant it, Kalais Macho, so the Pashtis, the Pasuk is talking about individuals. So if that's the case, it's mashma dafka an individual as a parsha of Arla, the rabbin le mashma. Therefore, kasarach mona lachem, the rabbi says on natu of the rabbin to include even a tree that's natu of the rabbin. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. V'natatim mashma bin the rabbin bin leyachin. If it said stam v'natatim kol eitz machol, you would assume that the Torah is talking to Klai Yisrael as a whole, whether an individual planted a tree or whether a rabbin planted a tree. Then it repeats and it says lachem a second time, which again tells us Bein Yachid, whether a private person planted a tree, or Bein Rabim, or whether a Rabim planted a tree, mashma. So Havi Ribi Acharibui. So the Torah included twice that Arla, the parasha of Arla includes a tree that was in the Tuol Rabim. So the rule is, Bein Ribi Acharibui Ela Mayit. When the Torah writes a Ribi Acharibui, it's coming to tell us that don't be marbit, rather exclude it. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, the Torah was marbe rabim twice, goofa to tell us that a tree that was natu'a l'rabim is mutter, does not have a parsha of Arla.
One second. This b'risa, l'chem is l'rabos, it's asering the natu'a l'rabim.
Right.
So then the whole Shabbat Teret doesn't make sense. Because